The priest went to the lower realm, the one path of divine pure reality, to the Dharma that pacifies our prostrate. Those who were liberated and who also show the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, who are devoted to the moral precepts, to you, the sublime community attaining virtue, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the great Sangha, to all three ever devout homage. Do not combine with bodies as many as all realms' atoms in all aspects. With supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a mirage, a flame of a lamp. An illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble. A dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all-seeing, subdue the four faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death. Thus did I hear at one time the Bhagavan was dwelling on massive Vultures Mountain in Rajgira, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration of the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said to this bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara, how should any son of the lineage tree who wishes to practice the activity of profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra, Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so unto no element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the endpoint of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, to equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as the truth since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Tayata gate eti paragati parasangati bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of Sind. Like that. It is like that. One should practice of the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Shariputra Dabhiba, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara, those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. I prostrate to the gathering of Dakinis in the three chakras who abide in the holy yoga of using space by your powers of clairvoyance and magical emanation. Look after practitioners like a mother her child. Akat samara tashadara samara. By the teachings of the three supreme jewels possessing the power of truth, may inner and outer hindrances transform. May they be dispelled. May they be pacified. May they completely be pacified. May all negative forces opposed to Dharma be completely pacified. May the host of 80,000 obstacles be pacified. May we be separated from the problems and harmful conditions to Dharma. May all enjoyments be in accord with the Dharma. And may there be the auspiciousness and perfect happiness here right now. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, Chopazan Pojang Ane Take Pajin Po Sungwa Shabmo Shue Yun Jin Kamu Wagi Watuk Chedro Watan Tishesu So Shene Dasa Dro Nanya Namke Tadan Namke Sem Chin Tam Chila Tutse Pogane Jingi Lap Tusa
So please generate a motivation and a thinking that I must achieve state of full enlightenment, the state of full enlightenment that is free of all the faults and have achieved all the qualities. So for that reason, I'm going to listen to this teaching. And so please generate the motivation in a way that's been established by the Danish gurus.
Ori da dini da zemre java da dambu chuno jadi kembu java la shantan diwa marashar ni do dingara manchu diwa damjin yongwa ni temba sena sunga na ya wajju da nomba sanjiwa tomba shakja manu shakja tivi mara kalu ten java amasan java di wajju da nruwa rituka diwa zemje tamji ko samlu nangu
And so just like the great master Shantideva, you know, said, so the only medicine, you know, that is to cure the suffering of the sentient being is the teachings of the Buddha. So Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, taught all these different teachings for the benefit of sentient beings in order to eliminate their sufferings and in order to eliminate their, you know, the difficulties or the hardships. So therefore, they say that the teaching is just like the medicine.
Oji da dinda ji yin ba yin du da number 3 ji wa mara number 3 ji wa temba si ji de la yon no si go ren ba chi na ji ni da ta ba chang yi de no de ni ta ba jin bu de no ta ba jin bu de la yon oji da men ta ra song ga ko de no di o da ti ta ji go ren ba ko sam mar ji song ja ga yin ba yin du da ti ta ba ren ba song bu di yang zhou di mar ji ta ya di da ja gan ba bu yin ni mar ta di ji bu bu long ba yang de la ji du dang ao yang yang zhou ge tian ba ji ta yu ding yi yang di ta ka xi ji ji ta ba zhong yi de no ma to ta mi sa ge long ba ji wo ji ta de de yin ba yin du ta ba zhong yi de no ma to ma ta zhi long ba de la ji ta ba jin bu de no de yang ki leng ge yu mi ding yi ဒီနောင်နေ Saluka Tava Tela, Marpu Tava Siji, they don't choose to have any killing with Midini, but that in a good number Mabuji Yudini.
And so the teachings of the Buddha, when you divide, in, you know, it can be divided into many different levels, you know, such as the teachings, you know, of the Mahayana, the teachings of the Hinayana, and also the teachings, you know, of the Tantra teachings, the secret, you know, Tantra teachings. And so these are the teachings, you know, that came, you know, from India, and that, you know, eventually spread it, you know, in Tibet and flourished in Tibet. So in Tibet there are all the teachings, you know, both Sutra and Tantra. And so there are some countries, you know, where only the Hinayana or the lower Uyghur teachings are flourishing. And in some of these countries, you know, where only the Hinayana teachings are flourishing, that they don't accept, you know, the Mahayana teachings and the tantric teachings even not accepted, and also there are some some countries, you know, where the signs are very strong, the scientists, you know, signs are very strong that the teachings are not accepted that well, because they only accept the things, you know, that can be seen. If they don't see it, you know, they don't accept it. And also there are other category of country, you know, where like the communism, you know, is very strong, where they don't accept any teachings at all.
Oji da din da ga ren ba ji ma bu yo bu no ni ji da ja ga ren ba bu yer ni no ba zong ji we chu da ya go ti zu go on de ji na ji po da ja no ni la da ba li ja no la da ba di ma shi ji yin ding da ja no la di da ti ni ja no ni ju di ji da tu de zong ji wen de nam se ya da oji da ji da ni ja ben se ya oji da ko ri ya se da zo la ja no ni par ta ba ji ຈົ່ງຈືນົມບາຈົ່ງຈືເວຈຸດທີ່ປູກອງຈິງກະຈົ່ງລະຕະວະຕິນີຊົງທີນິຊົງທີຊົງທີຈິນະຈືເຊຈິງກັນໂຕນະຊົງທີຊົງຊົງທີເຊຈິງກັນໂຕຈືຕະວະສົງວະລອງຕິນຈືຢູ່ວ່າລີຕິດຕະນະຈືຊົງຕໍາບູທີຈືດາດຸຈິດແນນີຊືວ່າຊົງຕໍາບູທີຈືສາສະວິຊົງຄັດດອງຕິນີຊົງຍິວ່າທີຄໍາດອັນດູຄໍ
And so these teachings of the Buddha that came from India, you know, which you know went to different countries, you know, so you know when you compare the time, you know, of the teaching spreading in Tibet and China. The teaching first and spread in China, and then from there, it went to many different countries like Vietnam, so like Japan, Korea, and so forth. And in those teachings that spread in Tibet, you know, that also spread to from like north to north, which first came into Lhasa, Tsang, and then from there it went to the central, China, Lhasa. And so from Lhasa it went to like Kham and to the Ando, and then even to more north, to like Mongolia.
ชรณังกามสังฆะละตังเตนิตะเตเลนตะวจิตัมปรมะจิตัติระกิชะจินุตินสงตะริวาริวจิตัติยะนะยังติสุจิตบะเจมปุจุตังสงฆะจิชุจะบะนิยังคิเลงกะเมติงิวจะสงฆะตังจิตัติบะเจมปุคิเลงิโกลมบะติโสตังงมะยะนะตะจานะวะตังตะติสันเตนสงยะนะยังโกริยะตัง
And those countries, where the Hinayana teaching spread it or flourished well, the countries like Sri Lanka, Thailand, Burma, and so forth. And so in these countries, where the Hinayana teaching was very strong, has flourished very strongly, they don't accept the Mahayana teachings and the Tantri teachings, and they don't accept at all. And so the Mahayana teachings, which spread to different countries, like China and Korea and so forth. So these are the places where the Mahayana teaching spread it.
And
so in the sutra it says that after like 2,500 years the teachings will spread to other countries. So like at this time the teaching has spread it so many different countries. Like before it was strongly spread in China and Tibet, and in Tibet there was like the teaching spread or propagated, like they call it the early propagation and the later propagation, and now again is propagating again, so it's re-flourishing again in Tibet and other countries.
ဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်တွေ့ကြည့်တဲ့ဘုကောင်းခြင်းကိုကြောင့်လာတဲ့ဒီငွေငါတက်ကပ်လာတဲ့တချီလူမန္တရာကြီးရေရနေငါရနေဒီနေ့ရုပ်ပေါ်နေငွန်လာကြည့်ပုံကြည့်ချူတီတရီဝရီတီတန်လာဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့နံပါတ်3ကြည့်ချူတီတရီကပ်တယ်လားဒီငန်းကြီးညမီချူကုန်တဲ့တရီဒီကြည့်စတဲ့ဆာမဆေဟောကပ်လာ
And so during the early propagation of the Dharma in Tibet, when the teachings was just spreading in Tibet, at that time there was this the tradition or the religion of Bon very strongly spread. And at that time, the first teaching that spread in Tibet is called the Nyingma. And from then, the great the translator Lord Zaolin, Jisangpo, and so forth. From there, came the other traditions, such as Kagyu, Sajja, and then eventually, there came the Geluk tradition. So those are called the Sarmas or the new lineages.
No, that in the Yambayandu, the Gilu Tembataria, did that you sung about the Zoyandu, Mambona, Lontan, Yango Yuari, or then do Chinayon, Rodan Denji, Sansam, Nagija, Gumbandu. What you that is the Gonjan, Rabgava, Kavachan on your bayers, and a Soma Tizon, Yuayana, what you that Rodan Densi, you has the Gardian Gumbatarzadi, Dracon, Siji, Tedon.
And then, so the tradition of the Geluk tradition, Geluk system, came from Lama Tsongkhapa, and there were many prophecies, made in the teachings, in the sutras and so forth. So it's like where this monastery called Ganden is going to be established and so forth.
And so
from then, from Lama Tsongkhapa, there spread many teachings, teachings in the monasteries, and came after Lama Tsongkhapa. So through his close disciples like Jamyang Choje, who established the monastery called the Daebung, and then Chamje Choje established the monastery called Sera, and then there is the Ganden of Lama Tsongkhapa himself, and then also there is one of his close disciples, Gyawa Gendundup, who is the first his own first Dalai Lama, who established the monastery called Tashilumpo in the Tsang province. And so there there became these four great monasteries in Tibet.
And
And so later when the teaching started to degenerate in Tibet, and then His Holiness had to leave the country, His Holiness Dalai Lama, who is the emanation of the Buddha of Compassion, Avalokiteshvara. And like it said in the prophecies before, that you know the teaching was spread in the country of the red-faced people. And so there are many different explanations about that. You know, some says the red-faced people are the American Indians, and some says it's also the Mongolians. They're saying that the red-faced people or the Indians, the American Indians, are the lineage, the lineage of the Tibetan people or the Mongolian people. Anyway, because of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, through the kindness of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the teaching have spread it in every in all the east and the west part of the world, in Europe, America, and so forth. And so on all these different teachings that Buddha has taught, and if we combine them all into one, then it can be all combined into the teaching known as the Lamrim, or the stages of the path to enlightenment, of the sutra, the teachings, and also all the tantric teachings can be also combined into the stages of the tantric and tantric teachings. And in the in the Lamrim, there are many different the length or the version of the Lamrim teachings. There's Lamrim, the great Lamrim, and the medium length, the great length, the medium length, and the short one. The short one, or which one is also known as the line of experience or the songs of experience, and then even shorter than that, is the Lamrim, known as the foundation of all good qualities. And so anyway, so the root, or the basis of all these, all these different teaching, is the teaching that we are going to discuss today here, and that is the teachings on the three principal aspects of the path. And so so the Lamrim teaching, mostly is known in the Geluk tradition, but also there are these Lamrim teachings in other traditions, in the tradition of the Nyingma, Sajja, Kagyu, and so in the Nyingma tradition, from this the victorious Rabjampa, and he, you know, there's teaching called the Kunsan Lame Shalom, or the excellence word of my, you know, spiritual teacher. And also there's, and then the Sajja tradition, there's called the Lamde, you know, so there's the path result. And then and then in the Kagyu tradition, there's the teaching, you know, by Thapo Rinpoche. It's called the Tarpegin, so which is like the ornament of the liberation. And so these are all you know, teachings on the Lamrim in different tradition of the Tibetan Buddhism. And of course, you know, they were already there from before, but later when they were taught, you know, by these different masters, then they were given this name, you know, as the prophet word of my spiritual teacher and so forth. So the ornament, you know, of liberation, you know, which is the Lamrim version, you know, of the of the Kagyu tradition. Kagyu tradition. And so since, you know, we are here at the Milarepa Center, and Milarepa, you know, who is you know, from the Kagyu tradition, Shalom. Shalom. No. And so the master in Thapo Rinpoche, you know, who composed, you know, this text known as the ornament, you know, for the liberation, you know, is the and a direct disciple of Milarepa. And so, and of all, you know, the root of all these Lamrim teachings, you know, of this different tradition, and it all goes back to the teachings, you know, given by Lama Atisha, you know, who came to Tibet, and then who came to Tibet and you know, reestablished, you know, all the teachings, you know, of the, you know, Buddha in Tibet. And so that is the that's where the, all the Lamrim teaching came from, you know, from Lama Atisha. And then so all the teachings of the Buddha, you know, that was translated into Tibetan in Tibet by the, you know, by the great translators. And then the, also in the translation of this teaching, you know, it's called the translated teachings. And this, they have this the early translation and the new translation and so forth. So anyway, so the text that is translated in Tibet, you know, it has like 101 volumes, and one of them, you know, the 100 of 101 volume, the one volume is all about the contents, you know, of the, you know, of the of the teachings. And among these teachings, among these different teachings of the Buddha translated into Tibet, there's a volume on the perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and so the Lamrim, you know, came from that, you know, volume.
And Jarvandi don majum tatar conjuga, Kanam Chere Paru Shamban, Dayan Jemma, and the center. What you does, Sanji Gombonto, Lam Tava, the Carriers, and Shirin Jinduni song, what they gave him Chemo Cherevji Paru de Jambanduni songs of Avalam Kandiri Jen, and December Sanji, so Mahombana, Sanjaka Sanji, so Tata Sanjajamba. Sanji did some Sanji Tamji, Sanji the Driver Lamkati, Sherevji Baru de Chamber Lamni, Tenjava, Lamti Mato, Jenua Maris is on you.
And so, in order to achieve enlightenment, you know, one has to practice this, go through this path, the perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the path of perfection of Wisdom Sutra. And so, that is the only path, that one can take, to achieve state of full enlightenment. So, that is the path, that is the practice that the Buddhas of the past, did, and the Buddhas of the future will have to do that in order to achieve enlightenment in the future. And also, the Buddhas of the present, achieve enlightenment by doing that practice. So, there is no other path than this practice. Now of the professional Wisdom Sutra in order to achieve state of full enlightenment.
Tranqui on the China, Tenshi on the China, Mambuji, you are ready, Chumoji, Dijitansi, Mambuji, you are ready, Ti Conga, when you could Dijavati, what you da, Langrum Dong, Horamni, and Bayandu, Chantan, Diva, Chevali, Marasona, and Tanki, Oma Sabali, Martin Yan, Kishonga, and Hussein, Oma Mambuji, Derivi, Guni, Oma Conga, and only Yankunda, Wotonga, the Marian Guiwa, Petin, Oja.
And so there are many different teachings the Buddha taught in terms of the numbers, in terms of the different type of teachings that he taught. So, such as the 84,000 heaps of doctrines that Buddha taught. So all these teachings, and if you combined, the essence of, if you extract the essence, from all these teachings, then the essence will be the lamrim. So just like the great master Shantideva said, from churning the milk of the Dharma, you get the butter. So the from all these different dharma, all the milk, you pour all the milk into one container and then you churn that, and after churning that, the butter you get, is the lamrim teaching, from all lamrim teaching, which is the essence of all these 84,000 heaps of doctrine taught by Buddha.
Then you are the Sanjuji Samji Kurdi ending. But that's the body on the Pitava, the Tizam Yamba Yandu, Lamrem Netaya, Tila, and Chiwa, Changi Chukurdan, Drink Chukur, Nigu, Juji, so the Ninjon Tila, Dudini. What you da, Chiwa, Jambu, Lamji, Chukur, Tila, Tabji, Chatamji, Sanjuji, Samla, Dudi, Yandu, or the Lamson of some good new idea. Sherabji, Chatamji, the Dome, but somebody to Sherab Gomia, Dinda Yamba Yandu, or the Lamzo Namzum, the Chiba Chenna Johnson, Lamji Ramba, Nyanka Yanu Yantin.
And so the teachings on the three principles of the paths. So the three principal aspects of the paths are the renunciation, bodhicitta, and the right view or the emptiness. in the Lamrim, in Lamrim, the teachings of the small and middle capable beings, shown by the teachings on the renunciation, and in the great capable beings, teachings, those teachings that has the aspect of the method, shown by the bodhicitta, and those which has the aspect of the wisdom is shown by the right view or the emptiness. So this is how the three principal aspect of path, can be corresponded, with the teachings of these three capable beings.
What you done, Ninjong, Ninjong, say you did, Jandro, Cheona, Ninjong, the Rumundrava,
the renunciation, you know, which is the first of the three principles of the path. The teaching on the three principles of the path, you know, is for, you know, today and tomorrow for the 2 days, and then there is going to be the initiation, you know, of the great compassionate one, the thousand arm chariot. So there will be the preparation of the initiation and then the actual initiation. And so it is going to be on the teachings on both, you know, sutra and tantra. So it is, you know, important to have the basic the practice or the teachings, you know, before one receives the higher teachings, you know, of the great vehicle or the tantric, you know, teachings. And so when we talk about the renunciation, there are, you know, both, you know, and there is the renunciation of in terms of the sutra and also in terms of the practice of the tantra. And so there are, like, you know, four different types of the renunciation. And so since there are four different types of renunciations, you know, according to the sutra and tantra, like, you know, the four different four so the three of the three capable beings and the three renunciation of the three capable beings, and then three and then the tantric practice, you know, the renunciation of the tantric practice. And so just like there is a four different type of renunciation, there are also four different types, you know, of the refuge, you know, the refuge of the small capable being, refuge of the medium capable beings, and refuge of the great capable beings. And and so also there is even, you know, there is even more extended even more, you know, on the practice of the refuge in terms of the tantra. So just like there are, you know, four different classes of tantra, like the action, the performance, the yoga, and the highest yoga tantra. So there are also, you know, different level, you know, of the practice of the refuge. And so anyway, so the main cause of the refuge, you know, taking refuge in the Trijuva, you know, is having a fear, a sense of fear towards the suffering, and believing or having faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, that they have the power to protect one, you know, from, you know, those suffering. And so that's, you know, that's the faith. So that's the, you know, the cause or the, you know, the root, you know, of having the refuge, you know, in three jewels. And so in English, you know, we use this, you know, term refuge, you know, taking refuge in the three jewels. And so, you know, and also there is a, you know, the term refuge used for other things, like people who don't have a country, or who are, you know, who needs a refuge. You know, they're called the refugee. You know, but here, you know, as long as you are not enlightened, you are, you know, you are a refugee. You know, so you have to take refuge. And so, in terms of taking refuge, you know, there are four, you know, different types of, refuges.
Poki gawang de jina sanji la jab sun chewa, chula jab sun chewa, ginda la jab sun chewa si ji tsiksam yawari. Sangso kirti kaka tangne yana namo badaya, namo dharmaya, nami sangaya si ji. Wada di ta yinji kaka tangne yana nomba sozu, rangan sozu, men sozu tangne, men mandawa mambu yawari di. Wada tsikdi samsa mato men na yon, jya chiling rabu che tangna tinta kaji gugu dingi.
And so when we talk about the refuge, you know, you shouldn't think of the refuge as a small practice, and it's very like, you know, a short or small practice. It can be a very extensive, you know, extensive practice. And so like when we say taking refuge, you know, we usually take refuge, you know, in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So that includes all the Buddha, Dhamma, and all everything, like the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And also in like Sanskrit, and they say Namo Guru, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. And so there's also, you know, in each language or, you know, dialogue, you know, there's different way of taking refuge in their own, you know, in their own, you know, dialogue or in their own languages. And so so it includes, you know, all the, like, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sanghas, you know, in taking refuge.
Jiu laza kirda vizan da zona jiu da yu cha si jidin ramanda mambu ji yu kuyo wari yang kashi na na jiu sanji ga sana chamru yu sangi jiga yu wari yang jiu manchi wa jiga sanji sana chamru mi sangi jiga yu wari di so so la yang jiu tuji manda wa gomba jita manda wa riri yu bu topka yinba ma to nangara yang me dingi oda kong tar jang ta chamru jenjik di rugi si jiti la ta rinba ji chiwa di jiu samlo tang chiwa yana chamru din dunga
And so there are many different texts, you know, in Tibet, you know, which says different thing about like the Buddha, you know, being the object of refuge or not. You know, some says Buddha is object of refuge, some says Buddha is not object of refuge. But there is no, you know, mistake in, you know, saying that. there's you know, different people have, you know, like, you know, different way of looking or different experience, you know, from that, you know, they say in different ways. So there is no mistake, you know, in saying that, you know, Buddha is you know, Buddha has, you know, Buddha can, you know, protect you or not and so forth. And and so anyway, also this the teaching, you know, the practice of the refuge, you know, which is which pervades, you know, to all the practices, you know, even those like the four classes of tantras. And so therefore it is important, you know, to understand about the, you know, about the refuge. You know, that's why I thought it would be beneficial and to explain a little more about that here.
Panjabara Matasi ji, Shravji Bharudhi Shambhasi ji, Tela Yonji, Ji Sangavi Song, Sintrain, that Zona Tila Yangu Yuari, Bharudhi Shansi ji, Tela, Bharudhi Shanshi ji, Chani Songya Chi, Bharudhi Shan Service Only Songya Chi, the Yang Lam Divi Shershan, Summers, and Yang Shravji Bharudhi Shamba, Lam Shravji Bharudhi Shamba, Diva Bharudhi Shamba, what that is some like Gona Yonji.
And so so like, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, taught this teaching, you know, based on the teaching of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So when you say perfection, you know, like perfection, when you say perfection, you know, it could mean it could also has a different meaning. Like one means like, you know, you are perfected, or it could also mean, you know, something that will make you perfect, you know, something that will make you perfect, or something, you know, you are already perfected. And so that depends, you know, when you talk about, you know, the different perfection of Wisdom Sutra, like the scriptural perfection of Wisdom Sutra, or the path perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and the resultant perfection of Wisdom Sutra, then, you know, it is, you know, then it, you know, it makes sense, you know, when it says like, when you're like in the path perfection of Wisdom Sutra, it is that which makes you perfect. But when you are in the result professional Wisdom Sutra, then you are already perfected. You know, so in a similar way, you know, they're saying that, you know, Buddha, you know, can protect you or not.
Or
And so anyway, so there are many different texts which gives different explanation about the renunciation and so forth. So anyway, so there are some texts which gives the definition of the refuge, and some texts who doesn't give the definition of the refuge. But anyways, in order to have refuge, one has to have the cause of the refuge, and so there's the fear belief or faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And so as there are four renunciations, there are also four different type of refuges. So the first the refuge or the renunciation of the small capable being, is having fear towards the suffering, of the lower realms, like the hell realm, hungry ghost realm, and the animal realms. And so it's thinking that once one is born there is nothing but only suffering. And so thinking that, having a strong sense of fear towards their suffering, and in order to be free from their suffering or protected from their suffering, and taking refuge in the Trijo. So that is the renunciation or the refuge of the small capable being. And then in the middle capable being's path, fear and faith, towards the suffering of the lower realms, but thinking about the entire cycle existence, thinking that no matter where you are born in cycle existence, you're not free from the suffering. So just like it says that, like the cycle existence, and then the cycle existence, which is like the tip of the needle, on that you can never be happy. So you can never be happy on the cycle existence, which is like the tip of the needle. So here, you are not only having fear towards the suffering of the lower realm, but also towards the suffering, towards the delusions, delusions, which causes one to be born in cycle existence and experience all the sufferings. Fear towards that, and then believing that Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha has the power to protect you, from these fears. And so that is taking refuge, according to
medium capable beings in practice.
And And so in the small capable beings part and then the medium capable beings part, you know, there is the common one and the actual one. You know, so the common one is still common because, you know, in order to have that, in order to, you know, go up, you know, to the the medium capable beings practice, you know, you have to go through the small capable beings practice. You know, so you have to have that, you know, small capable practice, you know, before you can go up to the medium capable beings practice. And it's same, you know, with the great capable beings practice. So without going, you know, through the small and the medium, you know, that you cannot go through the, you know, you cannot, you know, go up to, you know, to the practice of the great capable beings. You know, so therefore, so these two, the small and medium, you know, are like the basis, you know, of the great capable beings in, you know, a practice. And so the actual one, you know, like for in the case of the medium capable beings in, you know, practice, the actual will be the parts of the hearers and soul to realizers. You know, so that is only practiced by the practitioner there. You know, not you know, by the Mahayana or the great capable beings practitioners, and so those are the actual you know, like capable beings practice, medium capable beings practice, and the common one are the ones, you know, so that that you know eventually becomes, you know, the practice of the great capable beings part, and then eventually, you know, reach, you know, the state of full enlightenment. So because whichever practice you do, you know, from there actually, you know, eventually you're going to reach up to the state of full enlightenment. So just like in the ordinary schools, you know, like ordinary schools, you know, when you go through the classes, you know, you first, you know, go to like you know, the primary school or the middle school, and then you go up to the high school. You know, before, you know, go to the high school, you have to go through, you know, the studies, you know, of the primary and the middle schools, you know.
Dilin Thorum Jajivati Tong Yalan Thorum Sisong Yoba Piti Nanja Jivilamrim Goguni Nonga Topa Di Jitsundra Maram Don Dem Maram Don Dandram Dan Thorum Sum Shiva Nani Wajin Dan Tusago Ramba Dila that you were Chambos and a Chambu Man Tong the Songa Diva Yendu Di Shitsa Mayan but Topa Nam Yanga Tani Topa Nitsindra Panaji Yuzi Tonga Yuji Tonga Yena Tiga Nisi Tinajila Labour Kamni Chiva Chambu Lamgo or the Jamro de Chiguyu Dingi.
And so so just like in the ordinary schools, you know, we have normal schools, you know, we have that, you know, those, you know, different, you know, levels of classes, you know, the small class or the medium class and then the high class and the high school. And so like, you know, the small one is like the small capable beings practice, and the middle, you know, is like the medium capable beings practice, and the great or the high one is like the great capable beings practice. So when you reach, you know, to the practice, you know, to the practice of the high capable beings path, you know, is not only in knowing, you know, what it is, but also, you know, actually having the experience. And so before you go, you know, go to the high school, you know, you have to take the exam. You know, so you have to take the exam. So when you pass from that, then you can go to the high school. Just like that, you know, you start, you know, the practice of the great capable beings, you know, by taking refuge, you know, of the great capable beings path. And so the thought, you know, the way the great, you know, capable beings practitioner think, you know, is much, you know, broader, or much extensive, much broader, you know, than the small and medium capable beings, you know, practitioner, capable beings path practitioners. So the practitioners of the small and medium capable beings path, they only think about oneself, you know, think about only one's own suffering, how to eliminate one's own suffering and how to achieve happiness for oneself, mainly oneself alone. whereas the great Kabir beings practitioner, not only thinking about one's own suffering, thinking about the suffering of other beings. So just like oneself, is experiencing suffering, other beings are same in experiencing all those sufferings. And just like one has to eliminate one's suffering, just like that, also one has to eliminate the suffering of one, all beings. And so, and thinking in this way, the great capable beings, think of not only, eliminating the suffering of oneself, but the suffering of all beings. And so, like nowadays, we have these, like elections, for the prime minister, the president, or senate, and so forth. And so, depending on the organization or the size of the organization, you can have like the small president or medium president, and great, a great president. So, great president has a bigger, organization and thinks about more people. But in order to get that status, you have to spend a lot of money, go around and spend a lot of money to achieve that. Whereas when you train your inner mind, to do the practice of the great capable beings, great capable beings path, then you don't have to spend any money. You don't have to go through begging to other people. Just by thinking for others, you benefit and a lot of beings, and so that way you have more courage towards and more courage to work for the benefit of others, and you benefit more beings that way by having this the thought of the great capable beings path. And then in the practice of the great capable beings, there's the practice of taking and giving or tonglen, and then the practice of the lojong or the mind training, where you train your mind to take all this suffering of other beings upon oneself. So when you are trained in this way, then you will face no difficulties in thinking about others and working to eliminate the suffering of other beings. And so yeah, I went to talk a little bit too much on that. Anyway, so the refuge of the great capable beings path, is having a fear towards the towards the delusions, towards the deluded obstructions and the obstruction to knowledge of oneself and all other sentient beings, and having faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha that they have the power to protect one from these fears, the fears of the delusions. the obstruction, omniscience, or the self-cherishing attitude and self-grasping ignorance. You know, seeing this as the enemy, and then having a sense of fear towards these negative emotions, believing that the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha has the power to protect one from these fears. So that is the refuge of the great capable being's path. And then on top of these three refuges, there's the refuge of the sutra, the refuge of the tantra. although there are four different classes of the tantra, the main the refuge, for the tantra, is having fear towards the towards the ordinary appearance and the clinging. And seeing the ordinary appearance and the clinging as an enemy, and having sense of fear towards that, and believing that Buddha Dhamma and Sangha has the power to protect one from those those ordinary appearance and clinging, and so that is the tantric refuge. And so in the practice of the tantra, there is the practice where you visualize or generate yourself as the deity, as the deity, the pure, the form of the deity. And where in as ordinary beings, we have this impure, the form. So that you purify that generate in the form of the deity. And so the grasping or appearing appearance of the ordinary form, and the grasping at the ordinary form is the obstruction to this here. And so so it is so one has to practice to see or to have the pure vision of the deity of oneself. And so it is not eventually as we practice to see ourselves here we at the moment we're just visualizing ourselves as a deity, but if you keep on practicing again and again, eventually you can become that deity, or you can have that the pure form of the deity, so therefore it is important to stop that impure the appearance of the ordinary being from now. So that of course there are many questions or debate about generating oneself as the deity or not. So some say one can generate oneself as deity, some says not. But if and according to the practice of the Tantra of these four different classes, it's for the first three lower classes of the Tantra, you don't generate yourself as the deity. You just visualize the deity in the space in front of you, just like a guest, and then to that deity, then you make the request. You make prayers, you make requests, whatever you want, you ask for that. But you cannot generate yourself as the deity in the three lower class lower classes of the Tantras. And so actually, where it says that you cannot generate yourself as a deity, in the lower class of Tantra, is according to the other tradition of Tibetan Buddhism, like Nyingma, Sajjan, Kagyu. But according to the Gelug tradition, Lama Tsongkhapa, proved with the the scripture support and logical reasons, that there is self-generation, in the lower class of Tantra as well, not only in the highest class and highest yoga Tantra, but also in the lower class of Tantra, there is a self-generation. it's just that it's not very common as in highest yoga Tantra, but there is a self-generation, and so it's that's the only difference. It's not very common. It's not many people doing the practice of the self-generation in the lower class of Tantra. Otherwise, there is the practice of the self-generation in the lower class of Tantra. So that's according to Lama Tsongkhapa and his disciple like Kedu Rinpoche and so forth.
Chok de jirwa ji re sin da tonga ko to ba ji ke chok chen bu ji song yu wa ri wa.
And so there's this great practitioner, you know, called Taksang, you know, Duba Sherab Rinchen, but also Dawa Sherab Rinchen. You know, so he actually, you know, opposed Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, saying that there is no such, you know, thing as you know, having self-generation practice in the, you know, the three, you know, in the lower, you know, class of the Tantra. So he made, you know, he opposed Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, so for saying that. But later, you know, when he saw this in other texts, you know, like, you know, the stages of the path, you know, to enlightenment, and the stages of the tantric practice and so forth, then he understood that, you know, what he thought, you know, was mistaken, you know, it was wrong. And later, and then he realized that, and then he composed, you know, many, you know, praises, you know, to Lama Tsongkhapa. And so this way, you know, the practice of the refuge and the practice of the renunciation, you know, can be expanded in a great practice, in a big practice. You know, so therefore, it is important, you know, to understand about these, you know, different practices or different way, you know, of, you know, practicing the refuge and renunciations. So if we understand that, you know, then we will understand, you know, how the sutra and how the practice of the sutra and tantra, you know, supplement each other, support each other. So in order to do the practice of the tantra, you know, you have to have, you know, the practice of the sutra and so forth. So this way, you know, it becomes like, you know, if you understand this, then it becomes what do you call that? Mano dushila. And so it is in that, you know, praise, you know, one of the praise, you know, to Lama Tsongkhapa, and it's called the mother of all the victorious ones. all the victorious ones. In that, you know, says there's the practice of the sutra and tantra, you know, as, you know, as seeing, you know, seeing the sutra and practice, the sutra and the tantra as non-contradictory, you know, not, you know, against each other. And so this way, you know, then you will understand, you know, that the sutra and tantra, you know, there is no contradictory in the sutra and tantra. They both, it's important to have both, you know, in order to achieve enlightenment. And so, with, you know, the having the realization of the, you know, of the tantra, you know, is by the kindness of the sutra. So if you have have a good understanding about the sutra and a good practice, you know, experience of the good practice of the sutra, then, you know, you will have the realizations of the tantra easily.
Namazu
So in Tibetan, you know, there's a saying that you know, there's the Toma is kind of I don't know, that's Sidre, like I don't know what's the name for that, but it's sweet potato. Sweet potato is like a big one, right? it's not really sweet potato. It's like sweet potato is like a big one, right? But it's like very small, you know, like that. Yeah. What do you call that?
They're miniature sweet potatoes.
Anyway, so, you know, so that, you know, that is very common food in Tibet. So, you know, if when you have that, usually they put butter and, butter, you know, then it makes it delicious. So that delicious, let's say sweet potato, that's the delicious sweet potato is by the kindness of the butter. You know, so it's just like that. And in the West, you can say, you know, the delicious cake, you know, is by the kindness of, you know, like butter or the cream and icing and so forth. You know, so just like that. So the good practice of the Tantra, is by the kindness of the practice of the sutra. And so it is important to understand this and important to practice, you know, these in like four different types of the refuges and four different types of the like renunciations. And and one has to enhance one's practice of the refuge and the renunciation, and so without that one cannot have any of the later realizations. And so therefore, it is important to understand and put into practice. And so taking refuge is very important, and also in the practice, in the prayer, where you take refuge, you say, quickly, achieve state of full enlightenment, quickly. So that's usually it says that it takes like three countless great yawns in order to achieve enlightenment. But even, you know, like when you count, you know, even when you count, you know, the one great countless eons, you know, that is like, you know, millions and billions, you know, of the lifetime. So that is very, you know, very long. So you wish to achieve, you know, enlightenment in a very short time. And so that is, you know, done through the practice of the Tantra. So in the as a practitioner of this in the Tantra, you can, you know, can be, you know, of the sharp faculty or medium faculty and the dull faculty. So even the practitioner of the dull faculty and the tantric practitioner, you know, can achieve enlightenment, in the 16th lifetime, and the middle, you know, medium faculties 8, and in the 8th lifetime, or the sharp faculties in like 3 lifetime, or like less than, you know, like a 2.5 or 3 lifetime lifetime. So those are the sharp faculty, you know, the practitioner of the Tantra. And so the example of those are like the great the yogi Milarepa and the great, you know, the practitioner like the Dhamma Banza and so forth.
Oji Congo Tangi, Dijan, Nikijikina, Tonjiro, Lamaranjan, Tabuku, Dijanja, Velan, the Hussein, or that song of Colum Gombo, Tony, Chiju Nojava, Oji Dati, Kajan Tommy, some good Ran, and Toss of Guati, Tona, Chiangoji Diji, Ombu Tamaji, and a Chiwa Chitrinji, Dilin Day and a Jitava Tichika, Rabi and a Jiku Chika, Jitava. Or the Rabji on Ziji and I teach you Lichula, Sanjava, Yuba, and do Kijikina, Tomjavasi, Christian Thomas, the Sola Tuna, two Kichima, Chiku, and La Sanjava, Taju Tens of Yuadi, and to go to Jinjan Bandra, that of Chichulana, maybe she raised in the songs of Yudin.
And so, in the practice of the, you know, in the practice and of the Tantra, like in the in the practice of the succession guru yoga and so forth, you find this prayer, you know, saying that in the moment, you know,
So,
by the kindness of the guru, may I achieve the state of in a state of the great bliss in one moment. You know, when I say the one moment, you know, so, you know, compare one moment, you know, it doesn't mean like in just in one snap of the moment, but like compared to the three countless great eons, you know, achieving as a practitioner of the Tantra, you know, even as a dull faculty, you know, practitioner of the Tantra, you can achieve in a 16 lifetime, which is like a moment, you know, a moment compared to the three countless great eons, or, you know, or even at an 8th lifetime, you know, for the medium faculty practitioners of the Tantra, or you know, 3.5 or 4 lifetime for the sharp faculty, and even more sharp faculty, you know, achieve in one lifetime. That's like, you know, the great yogi like Milarepa and Dhammapada.
Or that in Rajiko, Goni, that in John Jet Cheretonga, the Chamber Jet Cheretonga, and that in Rajiko, and by and do that, Lam Suda, to Karazago, Chuloka Kajima, that you are married, that you went to Shugi.
Chuloka,
that's conjugated, Lam Jiso, and I'm some not.
And so, so that's the importance, you know, of the refuge and the renunciations. And so in the text, you know, there are a few stanzas, you know, of and a few stanzas in explaining about the renunciation. So that's what I'm going to explain now.
Or you that in the Yamba and do that, and the Lamson of Zunga were on it, Jizan Lamanam, like Chongsalo, Sin and Chuju, Tambu, Ting, you are the Tiguni, Chiva Juba, Lama, Rigizi, Guni, Chiva Juba, Sensi, Guni, Chiva Juba, Lama, Ziguni, Chiva Juba, Chu, 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 Lama, Ziguni, Chiva Ju
And so the first, the text starts with, I bow down to the Venerable Lamas. And so that's, and it says, that also, you know, shows the homage, you know, the homage paid by the translators, and also, like, you know, making promise, you know, to compose, you know, the text. And then when it says the Venerable Lama, you know, that is the explanation, like in Tibetan, you know, called Dzogchen Lama. And so that is the explanation, you know, for each of these, you know, syllables, like, you know, there's explanation for the J and explanation for the Tsun, and then there's explanation for Lama.
Oh, you did, and you know, you may do that. You, Zonra Kajina, Jagger Gajandra, you know, the Tavi Jiranga, you are then the four Rangus on Yamba and do Jiranga song on Madi and Ding. Is an Aman and Lash on the Lossi D and by and do Dombo Jiz doing what you done, Jiwa Changa Don Drend on Tamo, Lam Congat, Duyala, Jiranian Korachi, Don Chitaka, Dingali, Trugu, Numo, Duali, Trugu. True,
And so the explanation of the Dzogchen, you know, Lama. So that's usually, you know, when it is in, when the text is composed in the Indian language or it's in Sanskrit, then you know, then it has to be translated in, when it's translated into Tibetan. Then there is the homage, you know, by the translator. But anyway, this is, you know, text, you know, composed by like Lama Tsongkhapa, and so there's no the homage, you know, from the translation translator. But anyway, so when it says Dzogchen, J, you know, which is Dzogchen, which is translated as venerable in English, but actually J, you know, means means, you know, like, you know, protecting, you know, from the sufferings, you know, from the sufferings, you know, from the delusions, you know, the delusions, the you know, deluded obstructions, you know, of the small and the medium, you know, capable beings, small and medium capable beings. So that's that means the J, and soon actually means like rounded, samba.
Rani chiu and kuali taria.
And so Jay is the one who protects, you know, from the sufferings, you know, of the, you know, the lower realms, and the, you know, the suffering of the deluded obstruction and so forth. And then, even though one is, you know, free from the suffering of the lower realms and from the deluded obstruction, but one still have, you know, that strong, you know, selfish, you know, attitude, you know, thinking about oneself alone, oneself, mainly about oneself alone. And so, so one who can free one, you know, free us from that binding of, you know, from that, you know, binding, you know, by the self-cherishing attitude, you know, is called the Tsun. So that's what the Tsun is referring to.
Well, that in the Chita, that Lama Chivadi, Tonsukurtika Tami, and I'm Gurusi Wari. Lama Sijidi, Yondin, Konami Bam, Yondin, Simunda, which in the Chila, Lama Songai, and do the Tapjin Yam and Jin on it, somebody did Tapjin Yam and Lager, Chanju Jin Sam Lager. Tambasi Jidi, Sheriff Jin Yam, Tombanya Topo Sheriff D. You know, dredging by the Zon Kruali, Turner, Tombanya.
And then the Lama, you know, actually, you know, which means, you know, guru in Sanskrit, or the spiritual teacher, you know, which means, you know, which means like Lama, you know, means the unsurpassable one. unsurpassable. So who has, you know, who has, there is no one else, you know, who has more qualities, you know, more knowledge, you know, than the guru, than the guru. So guru, you know, is like the peak, you know, of the knowledge, you know, peak of, you know, peak of the knowledge. And and so and also it's explained as the tun as the method, you know, aspect, you know, of the practice, and the lama as the wisdom aspect of the practice. And so in order to achieve enlightenment, you know, or even liberation, one has to have, you know, the realization of the emptiness. And of course, you know, according to the lower schools, you know, lower tenets, it says that it's not necessary to, you know, realize emptiness. But according to the Prasangika Madhyamika school, you have to, one has to realize emptiness, and in order to achieve the liberation or, you know, full enlightenment. And so therefore, you know, so that aspect, you know, is called the lama, you know, the peak. And so these three, you know, syllables, like Jichun Lama, you know, Jichun Lama, so these three refers, you know, to the three, the principal aspect of path. So J is, you know, to the renunciation, and Jun, you know, is bodhicitta, and La as the wisdom, or the wisdom realizing emptiness, or emptiness. and so you said pay homage, you know, to the guru, like Manjushri, you know, who possesses all these, you know, qualities, you know, of the Jichun and Lama. Generally, you know, Manjushri, sorry, Lama Tsongkhapa is the emanation of Manjushri, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, saw Manjushri as his spiritual teacher, and, you know, so. Of course, at the beginning, you know, he, you know, practiced, you know, to see the Manjushri, and then later he was able to see Manjushri just like, you know, a person seeing another person, and so that way he was able to discuss about all the important points and ask the question about the important points, and, you know, and then Manjushri gave him all the answers. And also when he was composing text, Lama Tsongkhapa will, you know, consult Manjushri, you know, about, you know, what should it be, you know, how should it be, and how big or how extensive or how long it should be, and so forth. And so all this Lama Tsongkhapa and, you know, Manjushri, you know, have this, you know, discussion, or, you know, discussion about, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's composing all these texts, you know. So that's why, you know, when there's in the prayer, you know, of the stages of the path, you know, to enlightenment or Lambrim, then he mentioned about, you know, the kindness, you know, of the Manjushri, and also the other text, you know, which mentions, you know, about the kindness, you know, of Manjushri for Lama Tsongkhapa's composing the text, you know, the Lambrim and so forth.
Tambu Jajin to a month, what is only Tamji Dambridge? Tamarin Zenkan, the Yamsa Lons in a Tambu to a Jajin Bujia, what do Ojida, Gumba Jajin Bujia, Ter
And so in this in a text, the lines of experience, songs and songs of experience, in that, you know, so Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, first, first, you know, hear or study all the teachings, and then in the middle, you know, all these, you know, teachings appear appear as the instruction, and at the end, you know, put all this instruction into practice. And so having all this, you know, realization through, you know, through the hearing, you know, appearing as the instruction and, you know, putting into practice is all by the, you know, kindness, you know, of Lama Tsongkhapa. And so here also, in the beginning of this, the text, the three principles of the path, there's a homage, you know, paid to Manjushri. And so the prophecy, you know, made by the Buddha, you know, to, you know, to Manjushri, you know, saying that he's going to be investing, that can be found in the text called the root text and the root tantra of Manjushri. In that, you know, Buddha said, Buddha said the Manjushri will appear and appear or come as an ordinary being, ordinary being, but to, in that ordinary form, he will, you know, perform the deeds of the enlightened being. And will establish a monastery called Ganden, and that will be in the land, you know, of the snow. And so all this proves, you know, that Lama Tsongkhapa is, you know, the emanation of Manjushri. And in the common view, you know, in the to the common appearance, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa and you know, the Manjushri, you know, appear as, you know, teacher disciple. And so in the first and verse, Lama Tsongkhapa made a promise, you know, to compose this teaching, so teaching on the three principles of the path. And it says that I will explain as well as I am able the essence of all the teachings of the conquerors, the path praised by the conquerors, the offsprings, the entrance, you know, for the fortunate ones who desire liberation. And so the first line, which says the essence of all the teachings of the conquerors, you know, that shows the renunciation, and the path paced by the conqueror's offspring, that's, that shows the bodhicitta. And the fourth line, which is the entrance, you know, for the fortunate ones who desire liberation, you know, shows the emptiness.
Nivadi, Jujan Juji, Samla, Sambadi, Antabi, Tavala, Jerni, 我就搞定点到东北一进牛津的，我就在我们牛津就的那上班苦不，另外了马上我就去学校去抄点的，我讲讲就什么时间的，当就就没理他吧，等到点不下班去了，准备下班他就去把点点了，他就有点的，我等下到别的班子就的，就把他们就就了，那么了一等班子一进了，一进一进了你就有点的，但第三波的搞完到点不点到了。
And then the next verse, and also, well, actually, it's requesting to listen, asking you to listen with the attention. And it says, listen with a clear mind, you fortunate ones who direct your minds to the path pleasing to the Buddha. Who strive to make the good use of the leisure and opportunity, and are not attached to the joys of samsara. And so here, at the first line, which says the second line, which is who directs your mind to the path pleasing to the Buddha, and it shows the view of the emptiness, and who strive to make good use of the leisure and opportunity is the bodhicitta, and are not attached to the joys of the samsara. So that line shows the renunciation. And so the first line, is making, paying homage, and then second, the first verse, is the promise, to compose the text, and then the next, the following verse, is requesting to listen to these teachings. So these are all like the preparation. These are all in preparation of composing the text, and then the actual text, teaching, starts from the third verse. Which is about the renunciation. And so first you have to think about the renunciation, you have to seek the renunciation, and then how do you seek, and how do you, what is renunciation, and how do you generate the renunciation, and what is the criteria or measure of having generated the realization of renunciation. So even if you have, then after that it follows the other verses, like of the bodhicitta and emptiness. So even if you have generated the actual renunciation, but that is not good enough. Again, you have to have the bodhicitta in order to gain enlightenment. You need the bodhicitta. So then again, you're seeking bodhicitta. And how do you seek the bodhicitta? And again, what is the measure or criteria of having gained the realization of the bodhicitta? And so, so even if you have the renunciation and bodhicitta, but it is not good enough. Still, just with those two, you will not be able to achieve liberation or enlightenment. You need a correct view on top of that. And so again, what is the correct view, or how do you seek the correct view, and what is the way of seeking the correct view, and what is the measure of having realized or gained the realization of the correct view? So that's how it's explained.
Jamzu Jambo Nanjango, Jamzu Jambo Nanjango, ແນ່ກະລະຊິກໍບໍ່ຊິເຈບໍ່ຊິເຈມບໍ່ດີຊົງອາມາລະຊິຈິກຈິກຊາບຊາຈິດິງລະມະຊິບໍ່ຕະມາຊິຢູ່ວ່າລະວ່າເປດຽນອອງຈະຄວາກັບຈິເຊມອນາດີວ່ານາຍາຍົມາຍາສົງອານອອງຈະກໍນີ້ຈິກດຽນໂຕດັງແນ່ດູນີ້ຊິດາມັນບໍ່ກິວ່າລະດີດຽນດູນີ້ກະວ່າຈີນາຍອງໂອຈິດາດິງລະຊາຍາມີບາຊິຍິນບາຍັນດູຕີຕາບດີວັນດໍດີຕີນໍດີວ່າດີນິກັບຈິດີວ່າລະມາຕໍ່ທັດຕຶກດີວ່າມັນດີ ตัดตึกดีวาติทวาสิจิติทุกข์ดิงทวาสิจิติทุบาลายังงิงจองกุดิงติกวามาซิญิรงดัจจังบิงงิงจองจิจิกุยวาริติติงงิงจองเจฉองฉองยินดิงวจิตะยันทานายังจิสะปันครวาลาชันละมิดิงสะละกัมปะสิจิสะปันจุราลากัมจังดอวตินดะยูดิงยินายังจิรวะสินเจกังกะจิจิวะนังกานิซองติชะเสวาติ
And so then the third verse starts the teaching on first and on the renunciation. And it says, those with the bodies are bound by the craving of existence, without pure renunciation, there is no way to still the attraction to the pleasure of samsara. Thus, from the outset, seek renunciation. And so it is important. That's the reason why we should seek the renunciation. no matter where one is, in the cyclist, of course, if one is in the lower realm, there is even unceasing sufferings, non-stop sufferings, and even in the even if one is in the upper realm, as a human or god, one is still experiencing all these sufferings, and just like just like in the ocean, when there are so many different creatures in the oceans, small ones being eaten by the big ones, or the big one eaten by the many small ones, and so forth. So also, like it says, the samsara which is like the pick of the needle, there's no happiness at all. There's no happiness at all. And so in the upper realm, as a human god, even though there are some happinesses, but that happiness is a temporal happiness, which will not last, which will not last forever. It will perish or disintegrate very, very quickly. And and so therefore, it is important, to have this thought, wishing to be free from the entire cycle existence. So that's the that's why you have to have that that thought. Wishing to be free from all these intercycle existence, so that's the renunciation. But even that renunciation, that itself is not not enough. But just like you don't want to have the suffering for yourself, you also should wish for others to be free from the suffering also, from others to be free from suffering. So that's the renunciation of the great capable beings. So that's how one has to seek the renunciation.
Orida dinda jiga goni jiga shua di dinda jiga samsa da dini jizu jiga jiga wari di rana yang jiga di kula wa jiga da tapa ham jiga dinda jiga kushung da jingi yuna di lan rizhan da shunan dukuri.
And so we'll stop here for now, and we have about half an hour. So we're going to do this question answer. So if you have any questions, any doubts that you didn't understand and so forth, and we can have a question answer for that.
Yang dari ji kapti ke dua siwa anda mena yang ji sahli ringo tu nida yang tinro bonda yang cito cekai ramai jika rena yang coba tisu ciki wari oda di kalau juna yang dikiri dari juna yang dikiri.
So if you don't find any question right now, you don't have to worry about that. Later also we have another session where we'll have another half hour for the question answer, and so you can ask question at that time.
That the Lamrim comes from the perfection of wisdom teachings, and anyway, in my very ignorant ideas, I always think of perfection of wisdom teachings teaching all about emptiness. And now I start to realize, also because of Geshe-la's teachings, we're studying a little bit 70 topics, that in there's also more hidden meanings, not only explicit but implicit meanings of the perfection of wisdom. But I have this question then, how is the Lum Rim found in Perfection of Wisdom teachings, and is the Lum Rim associated with the Abhisamayalankara? Because the 70 topics is related to the Abhisamayalankara. So now I'm just trying to figure out how the Perfection of Wisdom teachings and the Lum Rim teachings and the Abhisamayalankara all fit together.
And so usually, you know, when we say the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra teaching, of course there's the hidden teaching and then the more direct teaching, or like explicit or implicit teaching. The implicit, you know, is the teaching on the emptiness, but there's explicit teaching that is on the on the method aspect. So which couldn't be understood, you know, by the ordinary disciples or the students, and so therefore with the material compose this the ornament for clear realization or an Abhisamayalankara that shows the implicit the explicit teachings of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So directly it is taught, you know, what is taught is the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, but indirectly explicitly the teachings on the bodhicitta is also taught. And so that is shown by the teachings on the ornament for clear realization.
But then the water of your mind, you get in at the song you are. You Namkala, you check which and both of Namkan Tombola, Yeram Pertaviati, Shabachila, Timba, and I show you dingy. Shabani got Sondra Gutoni, Namka Drugu, and Pernuva to buy and do the pity and all you, Tabjin Yamlin, Jitavala, Sherabji Trabuding, Sherabjin Yamlin, Tabji Trabuding, Shachila, Marshabani, Sondra Gooding, put in the goodness on you ding.
And so the teachings on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, implicitly, hidden. Right? So implicitly, you know, it explains explains the method, you know, aspect or the method, you know, the stages of the method practice. So that is explained implicitly in the profession Wisdom Sutra. So although, you know, it's what you see directly or what you know what is explicit, you know, is only the professional wisdom on emptiness, but implicitly it also teaches, you know, the method aspect of, you know, the teaching or the the bodhicitta and so forth. So anyway, so both, you know, are very important in order to achieve enlightenment. And so just like a bird, you know, when it flies in the sky, it cannot fly with just one wing. It needs, you know, two wings, you know, to be able to fly. So just like that, in order to achieve enlightenment, you know, one needs, you know, both practice, you know, of the method and the wisdom.
And
so, like, for example, you know, the vehicles, the trains, you know, and the aeroplanes, you know, they for them to move, you know, it has to have the wheels, you know, for it to move. But just even having the wheel is not good enough. You have to have the gas, you know, the gasoline, in order to make the wheels to move. You know, so you need both of them, you know, for the vehicles, you know, to move. So just like that.
Buddhist teachings are contained in three baskets, the Naya, the Abhidhamma, and then the sutras. So if Lumrim, does it come only from the profession of wisdom sutras, or does Lumrim also then come from the other basket?
Morangi shinda kwaachila sangi ge chhu samad den den som nang la dures den som dus ane ane dana ga lamrim de yang sangi chhu samad lamrim nang dures sonas des den den lamrim de den da shejing de de buche chubre ge den no shinda nang shinda ge chhu samad chhu de samad du gores
o de morangi ju de no ye de ying ge wari wai pe na ji shejing gen de din ona din no som ga thang yang ge wari da din no som ga thang ya di thap ji nyam ne di
yes, you're right about that. All these teachings of the Buddha, you know, combined into the three, you know, baskets of the teachings, and also, you know, the teaching of the Professional Wisdom Sutra, and it has the subject matter of the three trainings, you know, which is the subject matter of the three baskets of the teachings, and so the Professional Wisdom Sutra includes, you know, all the teachings, you know, of the three baskets of the teachings. And and also the Lamrim, you know, so that Lamrim, you know, and then so in the Lamrim, it combines, you know, all the, it extracts, you know, all the essence and, you know, all these teachings, you know, of the three baskets of the teachings, and all the, you know, 84,000 heaps of doctrine and so forth. And also, like in Tibet, you know, all these, the text, you know, the five great texts, you know, studied in the great monasteries, like Sera and so forth, are also combined, you know, and when you extract, you know, when you combine, they can be all combined into the Lamrim teaching.
Or you did
The three baskets of the teachings, you know, the basket of the teaching of the knowledge, you know, of the Vinaya and of the Sutra. And so the knowledge, you know, which, you know, the subject matter of that, you know, basket of the teaching, you know, is the training of the concentration, and the basket of the teachings of the Vinaya, or the discipline, you know, whose the subject matter of that teaching, you know, is the training of the morality. So these two, you know, are in the, you know, and these two are included in the teachings, you know, of this medium, you know, the medium capable beings, you know. And so, in the training, you know, of the morality, you know, which, you know, which combines all the teachings, you know, of the baskets, you know, of the Vinaya, or the discipline, and the basket of the teachings of knowledge, which combines, you know, the training of the concentration and training of the wisdom. And so all the teachings and the lambrim about the concentration and like the special insight, the concentration of the calm abiding and the special insight, that's the nature of the wisdom. So those you know, include those combined the teachings, you know, of the basket of the knowledge. And then you know, when we talk about when it explains, you know, about the practice of taking refuge, and, you know, how how taking refuge, you know, is a valid, you know, how you know, by taking refuge in the three jewels, you know, one can be protected, you know, from the sufferings and so forth. So the reason, or the logical reasons, or the signs, you know, that prove that this is valid, you know, that, you know, one, if one take refuge in the three jewels, one can be protected from these sufferings. And so that is also, that, you know, is that's like the sutra, the baskets of the sutra teachings. And so so that's how this, all these, you know, the three baskets of the teachings, you know, are all combined in the Lambim teaching. ānzu tanda jīpa sūmi kōla sūng rā rāmbu chē. Jīpa tā jamdō rīmba sūmi rā jīpa sūmi rā. Tān jīpa sūmba dī, tēne sōsō dē rāndō yungi khasā, rāndō yungi lō dī rā. Tē tā dāngzēn tā rāngzēn zēn jī dī rā. Tē sūdō nā tā kōnzō dī rā khasā tēne tā yagi rīmba sūmba lē tā ngā tā tēkchēn nyamnē bā lā, tā yā nyamnē chēngi dī rā khasā. My woggy jigwany the Yamarves, Nesong Jigbata, Penakio Chimadre, Kio Chimata, Kio Dukjajin, Shenanta.
You are the Dimara Jidanga, the Tomboni, Lambu, Tendo, Mamani, Longa Jizo, you are what? Did they need somebody to be hired? You got Jidiki, Jewish and Wadan Tomovana, Dran on Tomovana, said you, Tomovak in a Dilam Gardenis, you want to touch him very well. Torum good or daddy, Marum good in the Garzigo, the
コランジ、さちどね、ボジクセベティレギテネジマコラン、コランジチダンニャムレバチムシタレ、ジマコランジウチェゴチョレス。で、それでね、チダンヤギ、ヤギニャムレヤトブレツァバイナヤンド、オギジナンディヨバダウドス、ティカレナ。で、ジグノシジはマリディ、ゴグリセジディ、リンディ、タジェンタバシジディ、リンディ、タジェンタバシジディ、ユダジュンバズウヤン、ホンドマジルギ、サンジノンコニペンセンバイエンド、
So
usually yeah, when you reach at that level, you know, when you reach at that level of like bodhisattva, you know, who's who have already, you know, realized, you know, renunciation and, you know, bodhicitta, then of course you generally you don't have that kind of fear. You know, you don't have to have that fear towards, you know, the fear of being born in the lower realm and so forth. But there are some exceptions. You know, there are some cases where, you know, where even the, like, you know, even if you have achieved the state of arhat, where you are completely, you know, you have abandoned all the delusion, you still have to experience the result, you know, for maybe a short amount of time. So there are some cases, you know, when you talk about the karma and its result in great detail, then you will find that in some cases you have to experience that. Usually, generally, you don't have those fears. So when you reach that level, you don't have the fear of falling into the lower realm.
Tadi pachang thamu si jiti ngarji kumbha de ma ta pe na ji gopa si jiti sava yena ji ngonjirva yona ta mu magiva gopa di sava ni me na gopa dhansa ko noka ti na la gopa thama ji jiti varva pe ti na je ngong li ne ba di ji tenya ji hodi.
And so sometime, you know, this kind of the karma, you know, the karma which we have created, you know, long time ago, it can remain for a long time, and you have to experience the result even after you are free from that. You know, so just like when you put a garlic in a cup, you know, even though you remove the garlic from the cup, you can still experience, you know, the smell of the garlic, you know, from the cup. So the chidam morang tene de le ngazo le sawa la chumo ju sum sama chang gores kulong da den chawa cha chawa de le da sama chang gores tene de te de na den da gumbulu ru de buche do ne khoran ta chi ha ma go chi che bara chi khoran kulong chumo ju sum de ne ke cha ya mar de na de ne ta de So usually, yes, you know, in order to experience the result, you know, of the, you know, the karma, you have to have all those, you know, like the preparation, the motivation, the actual action, and the conclusion, and so forth. But there are some, you know, there are some imprint of the action, you know, which, you know, can be resulted, you know, even though you have, you know, sort of purified, you know, the most part of it, and, you know, just like the subtle, very subtle part of the action or the imprint, you know, can may cause you to experience the result. So, like, you know, when he says that, you know, Nagarjuna had to die by getting his head cut off, it is like it's a blade of grass. Generally, you know, it's not possible for a blade of grass, you know, to cut the head off, right? You know, but because, you know, that shows that, you know, that shows that, you know, the imprint, the strong, the subtle imprint of that negative karma can cause you to experience that. Normally, you know, in the ordinary life, it's not possible for just a blade of grass to be able to cut the whole head, right?
ただ、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、
And so generally it says that actually, you know, Nagarjuna have already achieved the illusory body, and so illusory body, you know, which is which appears as an ordinary body to us, but it's not, you know, so it never like grows old or anything, you know, nothing happens like the ordinary body. So to the ordinary appearance, you know, it seems like the, you know, the head and the body are separated, but actually they are, he says, like they're coming together, closer and closer, and then they will join together, and then again he will continue to perform the, you know, to help and other sentient beings.
Okay, so they almost have to,
it's like kind of
appearance of having
that's right, yeah, the appearance, yeah, yeah.
Donnie, rang nyam ma gun ha yon re yen gu ka na di sel ta ne ji do di kar se go dan le ro ko se ji yang di ga
mona sen de rimbuche rimbuche so so rang ge rimbuche rang ge nyam nyon tho ne sung nang ge be
so ri da ti da ti na ji ji re tu ji ka da ji sang lo tong ka sa de tin ran no ji ge yong yong ni yan de wo zhong a yin de yen ge ding er di rong ta de nyong a yin nan de nan de di ga sa
He doesn't have much experience, but you know, he did some some practice, you know, for like 10-15 years in India. And when he was doing the practice, Rinpoche requested His Holiness Dalai Lama what would be beneficial to do, you know, what kind of practice would be more beneficial for him to do. He said, you know, it is very, very difficult to have the genuine renunciation, but he can have sort of like artificial, you know, artificial renunciation, or renunciation for very very short time, not like spontaneous all the time there. So then His Holiness, you know, said, yeah, keep on, you know, working on the renunciation. And so he's been, you know, doing some practice. So Rinpoche said that's all he wants to say from his experience. So Rinpoche said, you know, he cannot explain, you know, saying that on this day I did this, on this day I did this, on this month I did this, and he doesn't have all those records. And so, you know, what, you know, there is no more to explain than what is already explained in the text. So, which is, you just have to, you know, study and, you know, keep on practicing, you know, meditating on that. You know, so that's how you, you know, increase or, you know, enhance your practice, your experience about the renunciation.
Lamsi jidi ji datu de samar chi jer su ni tang yana long ba ji ku ji sab ta ji yona de ni chong chen de lan ro ya la kilometer de 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 ni din ru gu gu de se ya na na bi thang ni ro la yo ja bo ji ro na ti so ren bu ma gu ra se ya tin da no jin ge sam bi thang ni tam ka ti ta ba ji lam ru de so da lam to na so ni song a ti no jin sab ta de wo ti a ti ge ti ge do gu yo re ma ta he lo su yo ma ru
so like you know like when you travel around, you know, you use the map, you know, to go to this place, and you say, okay, this is how far it is, like so many kilometers, so this is how long it's going to take, and so forth. So you look at the map, and then you go to that place. So just like that, you know, you study the Lamrim, and then you then move, you know, to the practice, you know, just like it is explained in the Lamrim.
Or you that you know you do that you teach through you good that so 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 so
And so even though there is a road, you know, even though you have to get to some place, and there can be a different kind of road, you know, some place, you know, if you go around the mountains, you know, it takes a long time. So they make these big tunnels, you know, through the mountains, and so that way you get shorter. You know, you get, you know, there in a short time. So even though there is a road and there is a shorter road, but still you prefer to fly. Right, so that you can get even quicker, you know? And so just like that, you know, just like there are many different ways, you know, you can get to that place. There are also many different practices, different level of practice, you know, different way of practicing. So you have to choose which is most suitable for you and which you like, and then you do that practice. And so the delusions in our mind, you know, are like the, you know, like, you know, like those, you know, big the mountains, you know, and the rocks and so forth, you know, so which we remove. By removing them, then we build the road, and, you know, to get to the other place. So just like that, you know, we have to eliminate these delusions, you know, one by one, you know, to achieve the state of full enlightenment. And so if, you know, then again, if you want to get even faster, you know, than the aeroplanes, then you choose the rocket, you know, to, so just like, you know, you can get, you know, to the moon, even to a moon, you know, by going to the rocket. So anyway, you just, you know, search for the way, you know, to do the practice, and, you know, look for the method, you know, to engage in those practice and do the practices. And so, like an attraction to the happiness of the cycle existence, you know, so the happiness that we experience in the samsara, you know, is a temporary happiness. Like I said before, it's temporary happiness. It will not, you know, last, you know, and it actually changes into the nature of the suffering. And so, so, you know, there could be many different kind of sufferings, like in a country, even as a rich person or even as a poor person. So all these the sufferings, you know, that we experience in the world are all included in the Four Noble Truths, and so like the true suffering, you know, in the true suffering. So one has to understand, you know, the cause of the suffering and how the suffering comes and so forth. By understanding that, and it should, you know, apply into practice, you know, to eliminate or to be free from those sufferings. And like, you know, when His Holiness, you know, the Lama, you know, goes around, you know, to different countries to teach Dharma, there are people who said, you know, even those people who are very, very rich, you know, says that they are not happy. And even those, you know, who have a very good job, like a, you know, prime minister or president, say they are not happy at all. So, you know, to them, you know, then, you know, when His Holiness explains about the Four Noble Truths, And then when they study and practice or contemplate on the Four Noble Truths, then they say that brings them a little bit of happiness. And so, depending on what level of practitioner you are, you know, like you know, the best or the medium or the least, you know, practitioner. So the best, you know, is like, you know, having assured that you're not going to fall into the lower realm, you're going to have a good rebirth in the future. So just like, you know, when you get a visa, you know, to go to a country, then you are sure, you know, then you are very sure, you know, to go, you will not have any problem, you know, to go into the country. And so, you know, just like having the, you know, the visa to go to the upper realms, or not to go to the lower realms. And then the medium, and I will be like, I did whatever I can, you know, best I can, even though I don't have the assurance, but I did whatever I can. And then the least, you know, be, and I did, you know, according to what I thought is the best, you know. So you know, you should be able to have that thought at least, you know, as any of these level of the practitioners, you know, of practicing the Dharma. And so if you are the best practitioner, then, you know, you make sure that you have visa for, you know, every life, you know, to go to the good rebirth. And then if you are middle and a medium practitioner, then you have a visa at least, you know, for the next life, but then you have to do more practice to have a visa for the future, you know, the next following, you know, rebirth.
Stop
here.
Hey, you know, I'm not young.